Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for GDS Holdings Limited. If you're not familiar with this player in the tech space, let me give you the quick rundown. GDS Holdings is a leading data center provider, primarily operating in China, with a strong focus on high-performance computing and cloud services. They're a key player in the IT services industry, part of the broader technology sector, and they've been carving out a significant niche in one of the fastest-growing markets for data infrastructure. Today, we're diving deep into what makes GDS tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on how this fits into your long-term investment strategy. So let's get started. First, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends to set the stage. Based on the latest news and data, GDS has been making headlines with solid financial updates. Their Q3 2024 earnings call revealed an impressive year-on-year revenue growth of 18%, which signals strong demand for their data center services. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting moves across different timeframes, with notable gains over the past year, though I'll spare you the exact numbers since you're likely already tracking the charts. What's driving this? Well, it's a mix of robust market demand in China and their strategic expansions. But as always, there are layers to peel back, so let's jump into the SWOT analysis to see the full picture. Strengths: robust revenue growth. That 18% year-on-year revenue increase from the Q3 2024 earnings call isn't just a fluke. GDS is capitalizing on the booming demand for data centers, especially in China, where digital transformation is in full swing. For long-term investors, this consistent top-line growth is a green flag. Strategic market position. Operating in a high-growth region like China gives GDS a unique edge. Their focus on high-performance computing and cloud services aligns perfectly with the needs of tech giants and enterprises scaling up their digital infrastructure. This isn't just a trend, it's a structural shift they're well-positioned to ride. Solid operating metrics. Looking at their financial health, GDS shows a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they've got the liquidity to manage short-term obligations. Plus, their gross profit margin is holding strong, which tells me they're managing costs effectively even as they scale. Positive earnings insights. The latest earnings call summary highlighted not just the revenue jump, but also strategic planning for future growth. Management seems to have a clear roadmap, which is always reassuring when you're thinking about holding a stock for the long haul. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. GDS's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises some red flags. High leverage can be a double-edged sword. Great when things are going well, but it can weigh heavily if growth slows or interest rates spike. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor closely. Profitability challenges. While revenue is growing, net profit margins aren't as impressive as I'd like to see. The latest income statement data shows that while they're bringing in the bucks, converting that into bottom-line gains isn't as efficient. This could limit reinvestment or dividend potential down the line. Short-term volatility. Looking at performance over shorter timeframes, like the past month or 3 months, there's some choppiness. While this doesn't necessarily impact a long-term view, it's worth noting if you're sensitive to price swings or looking for entry points. Opportunities. Expansion in cloud and AI demand. The Q3 earnings call emphasized GDS's focus on capturing growth in cloud computing and AI-driven workloads. With enterprises and tech firms hungry for data center capacity, this could be a massive tailwind. If they execute well, we're talking about multi-year growth potential here. Geographic and product diversification. Revenue breakdowns by region and product category show that while China dominates, there's room to expand into other high-growth markets. Diversifying their geographic footprint could mitigate risks tied to a single economy and open new revenue streams. Valuation potential. Let's talk numbers for a second. The forward PE ratio for GDS looks reasonable compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for upside if they hit their growth targets. For value-focused investors, this could signal an attractive long-term play, especially if earnings catch up to revenue trends. Industry tailwinds. the broader IT services industry is on an upward trajectory, with performance metrics showing consistent gains across various timeframes. GDS is riding a wave that's bigger than just them, and that's a great place to be for sustained growth. Threats, competitive pressure. The data center space isn't a solo game. GDS faces stiff competition from both local players in China and global giants expanding into the region. If they can't differentiate on cost or innovation, margins could get squeezed. Regulatory risks in China. Operating primarily in China comes with baggage. Regulatory changes, geopolitical tensions, or shifts in data privacy laws could throw a wrench in their plans. For long-term holders, this is a macro risk that's hard to predict, but impossible to ignore. Economic sensitivity. While the tech sector often feels immune to downturns, a broader economic slowdown could impact enterprise spending on data infrastructure. If budgets tighten, GDS might see slower contract growth, even if the long-term trend remains intact. Debt servicing risks. Tying back to their leverage, any hiccup in cash flow or a spike in borrowing costs could strain their balance sheet. Free cash flow is positive, which is good, but it needs to stay that way to keep debt manageable. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. GDS Holdings Limited is a compelling story. Strong revenue growth, a prime spot in a high-demand industry, and plenty of runway for expansion. But it's not without its challenges. The debt load and regulatory risks are real, and they could create bumps along the way. On balance, though, the opportunities in cloud and AI, paired with a reasonable forward PE, make this a stock worth keeping on your radar, especially if you believe in the structural growth of data centers over the next decade. Short-term volatility might offer buying opportunities, but always keep an eye on how they manage that balance sheet. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT summaries on our platform for even more insights. Drop your thoughts on GDS in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.